Santa.
It's me, buddy! It's me!
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
It's me!
Who the heck are you?
What are you talking about? I'm Santa Claus.
No, you're not.
Why, of course I am!
Well, if you're Santa, what song did I sing for you on your birthday this year?
Happy birthday, of course! how old are you, son?
Four.
You're a big boy. What's your name?
Paul.
And what can I get you for Christmas?
Don't tell him what you want. He's a liar.
Let the kid talk.
You disgust me. How can you live with yourself?
Just cool it, Zippy.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Look, I'm not kidding.
You're a fake.
I'm a fake?
Yes.
How'd you like to be dead? Huh? No, he's kidding.
You stink.
I think you're gonna have a good Christmas, all right?
You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Okay.
He's a monster!
Hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Douglas.
And this is Damien.
And this is Andrew.
And this is Damien.
And this is Douglas.
And this is Damien.
And this is over. Not doing that. No, we're not going that far. I know you guys really want us just to make this about jokes. I mean, it kind of is.
I take this podcast real serious.
Mostly about me.
Like Craig Mack.
Oh no, you guys don't get that joke.
I remember that song.
Damn it.
I remember that
remember
song.
Remember the line after
yes.
that?
Yes.
Good. Good. How old is it? Do you know what the line after that is?
I'm drawing a blank.
It's better
I'm
that you know. Blank. It's better
but
that
I,
you know.
But I know Craig Mack. I used to like that one song that
For
he had.
For the three people that guess that, you're bad people.
Hi and welcome.
Hi and welcome.
So this week...
Yes.
We're staying in the West. We've been doing this Western marathon,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to do more Westerning because Damien chose a movie.
I mean, in 2016, shouldn't any movie out of America technically be a Western?
Now that we know
that the rest of the world exists, should everything from this side technically be a Western?
Mm. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see if they go like, all right, for 1 year,
mm-hmm.
for 1 year after this restriction is out, every American movie released must be a Western. And they plan it out like 3 years ahead so everyone producing now can
mm-hmm.
correct right. their actions.
2020, year of the Western.
And just get to see mm-hmm. all of the filmmakers we love, what their version of a right. Western is.
So listen, Japan has the Olympics, they're busy. Everybody, Westerns. A diversion.
So this week, we're going to be talking about Hell or High Water, the follow-up film to David Mackenzie's Startup that we all watched and loved, in which two brothers mm-hmm. take it upon themselves to rob a few local chain banks so as to save their land from foreclosure,
mm-hmm.
while we have the Rangers, the marshals, I can't remember what word I'm thinking of.
No, I'm laughing for the worst reason imaginable.
Is you thinking of Walker, Texas?
Mm-mm. Okay. Even worse. I took it. Like,
can you please explain?
There's power involved.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Well, Jeff Bridges has a power,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Gravel Voice.
And no
He's
one
used
man
it many times.
Should have all that power. Oh,
go get that money.
Good morning, folks. Open the drawers.
You got a gun on you, old man?
You damn right I got a gun on me. Y'all gonna steal my gun, too?
We ain't stealing from you, we're stealing from the bank.
Woo!
You hear about these bank robberies? You may get to have some fun before they send you off to the rocking chair yet.
I may have one hunt left in me.
Mama, and that been a while?
3 months.
Bank breathing down her neck.
Everybody get on the ground!
Damon.
Hi.
I was saying to Douglas earlier,
Jeff Bridges,
how I feel Jeff Bridges has made this niche world for himself in his later years, where he chews on gravel to make movies even better.
I think
as we watch them,
I think there were casting directors sitting waiting for like 10, 15 years, and like, when Jeff Bridges turns this age, it's going to be perfect. And what's the other guy from Bone Tomahawk?
Kurt Russell.
Right. They're like, they just looked and they're like, finally, we can make westerns. Like, we have the guys.
And then when they're gone, we have to go in alone for like another 20 years.
No, we still have Ben Foster.
Yeah, Ben Foster will pick up a lot of the slack.
I mean, because he... Do you remember him in 310 to Yuma? Mm-hmm. I remember.
He was, I rewatched this movie last night, and immediately I was upset that I didn't have time to watch 310 to Yuma, which I technically had time. I could have watched it today, but I just didn't. I watched other things. Right, I watched,
Pacific Rim,
watching and, better movies.
And Singing in the Rain. Mm-hmm. Right, those are the movies I watched.
Yeah. Quality films. Equally as good. Both those films.
Anyways, yeah, this movie, Hell or High Water.
The movie starts and they're robbing banks and you don't know why. But it's just, it was immediately engaging. Not because, it wasn't like a shootout. It was a quiet, like it was early a tense morning. Scene, huh? Yeah. And you figured that they weren't were murdering all the people after we robbed the banks mode. They were just, listen, give us the money. And you realize that they were going to have to keep doing this because they specifically didn't want any $50 or $100 bills. No bundles, they said. And you're like, what in God's name are these idiots doing? But as the movie went on, it slowly revealed what the plan was. And so you knew what the movie was. 15 minutes in, you could write the ending of this movie yourself. And I love the movie for that. Westerns are beautifully simple. There's people who try to convolute it, like Tarantino, and there's times that it works. And then there's people who convolute it, and it doesn't work. I don't want Andrew to stab me. That's that director alone.
Yes.
Does he sound like a beverage?
You're an idiot. But the
a beverage.
Yes, a beverage, like a soda.
Like what kind of soda?
Soda from, say, the North Pole.
What do they call the soda there in the North Pole?
Oh, well, let's just say that it's an iceberg flavor.
You two done?
I hate Douglas because I still don't know who's...
Oh, come on! Good. Good that you... Give it that way. This podcast is stupid. Right.
Is it vanilla ice?
Speaking of stupid things, this movie is so straightforward. But it isn't pretending that it isn't. Like, there's no cloak and dagger, there's no this, like, we're going to show you something ahead of time, or like, none of that. These guys are breaking the law. Jeff Bridges and his Indian Mexican has come to find him. Jeff Bridges making fun of him is delightful. it is clear that they're friends, and the only thing he has is
the dickish things that
he said. No, no, I disagree with you. It's clear that Jeff Bridges is his friend. It's not clear that that guy is Jeff Bridges' friend or the other way around, whichever way that works. I agree with you. It's clear. Jeff Bridges has nothing. He's like, listen, I want to connect with you. And this is my language. This is how I'm trying to connect. I don't know how else to do it. Please, please don't make me die a lonely man.
Basically, what we're saying is that Jeff Bridges is Damian's best friend.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This sounds like a wish.
You see, the weirdest part in my head is I imagine a world in which you and that Jeff Bridges meet up and go at it. And, like, I don't believe that you'd end up being friends because I think you'd work too hard to try and be better that it would turn into a rivalry as opposed to...
So you've never met Joel or
Nicano? No, I have.
That is literally how we became friends.
No, but you point it to other things usually. It doesn't all...
We started out with each other and then ran out. Well, we've said the most hurtful things a man can say to another man. Guess we're friends though, right? Go. Let's pick on everybody else, all right? Go. We're done.
Oh, Lord.
Just how quick. Wait.
I was only at your Indian side. I need to get to the Mexican suit.
I wasn't sure if I was going to say this, but who cares? When we were in high school, like, the thing that would get anyone in that instant fight is saying something about somebody's mother. Right? You didn't even actually have to say the rest. You could have just said, my youth, your mother. Right? And that is. It's just instant, alright? Let's fight. And it was me and Ricardo who started the, like, we used to greet each other by saying, my youth, your mother. And then the answer would vary from, she's at work. Thank you for asking, she's fine. Or, just something worse. Just awful things we'd say about our own mother. And it would just be hilarious. That is how our friends, so me and Jeff Bridges, we're on the same page here. We say awful things because we're awful people, but we don't mean anything by it.
The teasing is what you'll miss.
And it is what you'll miss. I mean, and the rest of himself, but never. That's later in the movie. Had to happen.
Like, I think Andrew might. I think Andrew might reinstate the beep to the podcast.
It appears from time to time. It's not like you've seen this movie.
It's not a spoiler because you've seen.
No, dog. It's not a spoiler because it doesn't change anything about the movie.
About how the movie starts or ends. You know 100% that there's in a cowboy movie there has to be a showdown, right? And in modern movies, someone has to die. Because that's how we make movies now.
I watch Marvel movies. No one dies in those.
No, those are children. Those are cartoons for children.
I don't think the bad guy even dies most of the time.
Exactly. Adults don't watch those movies. Even when the bad guy is trying to kill himself, they're like, no one dies. Except extras, like all the people in the building.
No, those are just sprites. Those are just sprites.
Right? All the explosion, all the other collateral damage. Oh, no. All these superheroes came to fight in an empty airport. All right, now. Sure. Because those exist. Empty airports? How many in the world? Zero.
Have you never been to Gosport number 5?
No.
Seriously?
Honestly, I don't take JetBlue, so I never.
But all the ghosts died here today.
But this movie, it is beautiful in its simplicity. It is a Western. It is modern day. But all the tropes are there. These guys need to get money to save their ranch. And they're going about it the worst way. And the cops are trying to find them. And then there's a big showdown. And then a post-showdown scene that wraps up the movie and then it ends. And it is just like, there was a joy watching this movie the entire time. It was just watching all the actors play off each other. And it's just one straight shot. it takes place over a couple of weeks, but it feels like everything happened in like 24 hours. That's like the movie just kept on going.
I think it's actually under a week. Like they kind of make it clear. They're like, the day we start is day one, and they rob the two banks. Yeah. And then the next day,
and it just keep going.
And it's like, and you only see like three or four of the days, right. And then it ends.
And it's just
until we have like the flash forward at the end.
It's just so fun, and the brothers too. Like Ben Foster clearly is the Jeff Bridges of that of that relationship. He's clearly the worst.
Nobody gets drunk off beer.
And even like the like not the main casting, but like some of the other people, like all of the, I don't even, what do you call the other like the role players in the movie, like the
characters,
right? No, like not main characters, but like the other role ones.
Players. Supporting,
right? The supporting cast. The role players. Yeah, I'm very tired. Both waitresses in this movie are spectacular.
What don't you want?
What, right? She is. I pray to live long enough to own that restaurant. That is what I want. I want people to walk. It's just going to say fried chicken, and then you're going to walk in. I'm going to, like, there will even be a menu. You sit down.
Can I get some ackee, please?
No.
<Mm-mm>. Tea mackerel.
No. If you ask for that, I'll get. Not only just the tin as a joke, you can walk home with it for free. But and the other waitress that was complaining about her tip, spectacular. All the old guys in the diner, like just all the supporting cast, was fun.
You know what I really love rewatching this movie? There's a small moment that occurs somewhere in the middle. Jeff Bridges, they get stuck in the middle of the road because the cows are passing by, and they talk to like this actual cowboy who's just out there.
Yeah.
And like we liked. Think of all of these westerns, and we're watching all of these older westerns where we're seeing them horse riding around, dealing with the cow herd and doing everything and seeing the files, and seeing them in the modern day and hearing the guy just shout, "Fuck, why the fuck am I doing this?" Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. My daughter went to school and she's not touching any of this.
No wonder none of my children want to do that shit. Yeah, dog. What the hell are you doing? Raising cows. Oh wait, that's how we get beef? Or no, you have to do that. Son, no, it's serious. You can't stop. I need burgers. It tastes too good.
Steak
is too expensive.
It's
to
yummy.
Eat all
it's
the time.
Good.
No shit. Ham is also good. Bacon. All of it.
Christmas. That's when ham is.
And no turkey. Last year we made a mistake, right?
I like turkey.
We should cook turkey. Hey, dog.
Listen. I like turkey.
Listen.
Turkey is fine.
Right.
But ham is... Ham wins. But I think what also helps is that turkey is that thing where we have it literally once a year.
Right.
So if it was something that, like, I usually had all the time, then I'd probably be like, well, whatever.
Hundreds of years ago, there was a great food war. Chicken won. And wheat won.
No, beef.
I know there's cassava flour and whole... Like, that's cute. Wheat and chicken... I cannot stress enough how much I enjoy.
I knew you'd this love movie. This movie. From we saw this in the theater, we were like, "Damon, this is the movie you need to watch." But it was
tomahawk.
While you were upset with, and you still are. But you know,
it's no Bone Tomahawk. But I love it all the same. This
talking
one of, stays on the box.
Talking about love. And hating movies. Mm-hmm. We went to watch Loving.
I'm sorry.
And we left after 1 minute.
Oh, have we not told the story?
We haven't told the story.
Oh.
They had hard-coded Spanish subtitles.
No. No.
You know what's going to be your favorite part? When we walked out, like, I didn't say anything to anyone. Mm-hmm. I was just dying with laughter. And they were concerned, I guess, for my health.
Right.
They're like,
oh, he's lost his mind. Came to the theater.
They're like, what happened? I'm like, don't worry about it. It's okay. Mm-hmm. They're like, no, the talking parts are in English. I didn't even say anything to them.
You're just like, no, it's fine.
We walk out. I continue laughing. The box office person is like, "What happened? What happened?" It's okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go home now.
They're like, what happened? You something wrong with the movie? I'm like, no, it's fine. And she's like, why are you leaving? I'm like, you want to change for another movie? I'm like, all right, we're playing this game. I want to change for money.
Yeah.
She's like, well, okay, I'll do that. I'm like, all right. All right,
then.
And then you see her, as we walk away, she starts to pick up the phone to call. She's like, hold on. I can't give you the money.
Oh, boy.
Spanish subtitles.
No, oh, that's good. That's a new one. They're getting better.
I wonder which torrent site I got that.
You want to know what's the best part about it, though? I got a tweet. I got a message from Nicholas in Montego Bay, who did the same thing 1 hour after us, because his movie starts at 9 o'clock instead of 8.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Palace Amusement, you say, right?
Yeah.
I can't confirm there are no Spanish subtitles in Star Wars.
Is it dark? That looks like a dark movie.
It's dark, but it's not painfully dark.
Okay, it's not Star Trek.
No.
Oh, okay. But it's close. Yeah. But not...
It's not quite, but too close for comfort. But yeah. You're busy trying to pay attention to Star Wars. You've kind of eliminated all the problems.
I get you. Anyways, I don't know why I took that tangent other than I wanted to tell you this story.
Word?
Hell or high water.
Christ. Yeah, I'm watching this movie, come hell or... No. I'm going to keep going to Carib, come hell
or high water.
Hopefully high water saves me.
So yeah, I mean, I think I talked about this months back when it actually came out a little bit. But yeah, I definitely love this movie. It's a great Western. And like, the thing about it is that it doesn't necessarily feel like all the older Westerns that I watch or have seen and we're going to be talking about. But the thing that I focus on with this movie is that what it is to me is it's just a great thriller, right? It's not necessarily a heist movie or anything, because you never have, even though you have a few tense scenes where they're actually in the bank, they're always short. They're always, even like the opening sequence. And you talked about that opening scene and like knowing what's going on really quickly. Like, I knew what was going on like within around 2 minutes. I knew their motivations. I knew what was going on. Not because of them saying or anything, or you seeing that they robbed a bank, which means they need money or anything. It was seeing the way that Mackenzie kind of focused on the situation around everyone, right? Like, through in that opening shot alone, as they're panning across, you see a graffiti on the wall talking about two wars in Iraq, where's my bailout? All of that shit. You see foreclosure signs everywhere. Yeah. You see people out of business. Even the bank talk in like 10 minutes later talking about how they don't have the new equipment set up yet. So, you know, people are going through hard times, right? And it's one of those movies that wants to focus on the fallout in middle America as it relates to the financial crisis that happened. How long ago is it now? Like, if like we feel like it's like
the big year was 2008.
2008. Yeah. Like, it feels like one of those things where like we've been talking about it for so long with movies that it was yesterday. Right? But I, in my head, I'm like, I know this wasn't yesterday. Yeah, it's been a few years.
Been a minute,
right?
Yeah. I remember as in China when that happened, and I couldn't believe it, because on the news the headline was, Iceland just went bankrupt.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, this company went bankrupt or KFC. Something happened. Like, a country.
Right. The country went.
And this, for me, was a little bit weird because I had just finished hanging out with some guys from Iceland. So,
you're like, can you buy your lunch today? I know you're hard up.
Yeah. How much can I get Reykjavik for?
But yeah, this movie is not just like a fun Western with all of the characters that we've talked about and all of the interactions and fun scenes, but it's like a really well put together movie where there's so much, like, this is where I'm going to annoy you by talking about the greater world around it, that it's there and it's palpable and it's interesting to constantly live in that as something that Mackenzie definitely wanted to focus on, I felt. Especially when you have that ending monologue from Chris Pine talking about being poor, mm-hmm. right? And it being a disease, right? Like, it's a really great movie. Right?
Yeah, I remember I watched this movie the first time, and as Andrew said, we looked at each other and we said, yup, Damon's going to like this movie. And I really liked it at the time. I remember thinking, this is a decent movie, and then moved on with life. I watched it again a couple of days ago and realized, no, I really love this movie. I don't know why I don't own it yet. It's... Jesus, Jeff Daniels. He's good. Jeff Bridges. My God.
You could have...
Oh,
you people.
I'm going to correct you.
Well done. Yeah.
Let it slide.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
This is the newsroom.
Jeff Daniels is good. I like him in other things.
I can't imagine him in a Western...
I said that until I saw Bone Tomahawk. A lot of the guys in Bone Tomahawk I didn't think belonged anywhere near a Western.
You know what? Jeff Daniels could be... He could be the mayor. Colonel,
yeah.
No, the mayor that...
I'm sure he's in a few.
Doesn't, you know, he's not competent. And he lets the gunmen just run through town. Right. That's the kind of guy
plantation or something. Like some rich guy in a white suit.
Like Don Johnson.
Yeah, he'd be perfect.
Don Johnson was... That was a... Oh, equal
don't
parts
Don't treat
horrible.
Him like that.
Equal parts
Don't
awesome.
Treat him like a white guy. It's somewhere in between.
You know what? You remember that? yeah. Yeah. That movie was particularly horrible in some of the things that they said. But anyway, Jeff Bridges.
Right.
Who, I don't know why I mixed up his name, because he's one of my favorite actors. He was great in this movie.
Yeah, he got some gravel.
Yeah, he did.
Chewed as much of it as he could.
He did. And I feel like you guys have spoken to all other things, right? I really love the relationship between him and his partner. And I remember watching it the first time and loving it, but the second time kind of having been of two minds of it, where I still think to myself, you know, it's kind of sweet and sad that this guy only knows how to communicate in one way, mm-hmm. and is trying to reach out to this fella and be like, listen, I want to be your friend. I don't know, I'm not saying friendly words,
right?
But I'm trying because I like you. And
that's loud.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, I think we're...
Yeah. What is that?
Crickets.
That is crickets.
That is cricket.
We
live in the Amazon jungle, apparently.
I've never heard it that loud here.
And because
before.
I have the headphones on, you hear it, but it's kind of muffled. Wow.
I'm sure it'll be in the recording.
Yep. But Jeff Bridges, yeah. So I see it from that the side where, you know, it's sad, it's sweet, it's you know, it's almost tear-jerkingly... So, but then on the other side, you're like, but, you know, that guy probably feels, like, horrible whenever he hears all this. And you can see, like, there are scenes in this movie when he will roll over in a bed or he'll kind of look away and he'll say, you're about to cry, aren't you? And I'm not saying that, like, right. as an asshole. Like, seriously, right. he looks
sad
and hurt immensely, mm-hmm. right?
But you can't be a little girl now, can you? There's no crying on the police force. I'm gonna buck up, son.
I mean, so there is, you know, there's that cutting edge to the sword, but I love that they have a complicated and sort of deep relationship in those two guys. They have the relationship with the brothers. They have gun shooting shenanigans. They have soft talking shenanigans. They have pretty much everything that a movie can ask for in a movie. It's great. And as you said, Andrew, I really love the resolve. I love the final scene in this movie because, and that I think is the most powerful part of this movie. You have two adversaries, two strong. Strong-willed men just staring down each other and speaking very civilly, but you know that there's a knife edge, there's guns behind those words, right? And This movie is great. There's no ifs and or buts about it.
Like, I just like to say, before we get too far, it's not Bone Tomahawk.
I mean, it isn't.
It doesn't hit that height, in my mind.
No,
it doesn't.
The thing is, it like,
and I don't know if it's not the. I'm not talking about it on a surprise level path. Mm-hmm. Just like, just wholeheartedly, like in my mind, like I put Bone Tomahawk
because
over
this. The thing about Bone Tomahawk is that the, like, that movie picks up, like, it starts at a place, but where it ends is so far removed that you have, that there's nothing except surprise that can get you there. Like, they took you on a wild ride, and the peak of Bone Tomahawk is far above anything in this movie. But this movie is like, it was good from the word go, and at no point did it dip. It was just a great movie, and it ended as solidly as it started. So the peak isn't as high, but they're still both spectacular movies. Like, I'd watch with these movies, it would, like, if I can take, if it were possible to take the final scene out of Bone Tomahawk, then I'd always pick Hell or High above it, but that is impossible. So, like, Bone Tomahawk, it is just, it is a crazy, like, it's a horror film at some point. Like, a Western horror movies, though, come on. That often. It is just great.
What are you doing?
That's not a horror movie, it's also not a Western.
I can think of it as a horror Western.
I mean, what the people wanted to do to them were horrible, but that's, does not a horror movie make. This movie is just great. Like, Hell or High Water is so good. I must admit, when I saw that Chris Pine was in it, I went,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
But they threw 14 pounds of dirt and mud on him, and he looked like a cowboy. And that silly mustache. Silly mustache. Ben Foster is remarkable. Was starting to doubt his acting powers, but he made a full
recovery.
He was
in that shitty movie, 999.
Mm-hmm. He's in some other not so good things.
That's sad how bad that movie was.
I thought you liked that movie.
No one can.
I tried.
Like, I remember you and I watching that movie and you walking out and be like, that movie's good. And I'm like, nope.
I like things about it, and I was able to latch onto right, those things.
You stay focused.
Yeah.
If I the don't more I think pay about attention. I don't like those movies. I don't like movies where the more attention I pay to it, the worse the movie gets.
Yeah.
Because you want to like it. Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's what happened with the Batman and Superman movie. I just focus on the fight and pretended the rest of that movie didn't happen, but it happened. A lot of that movie. And it's so long.
Yes. And after that so long movie, they came out with an extended cut.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Not extended fights, just more talking.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no clean way to edit. That is the problem I'm having with the Batman Superman movie. There's no clean way to edit that movie into what I want. I've been trying. But I don't just want to do the Matrix thing where it's just blank screen.
Title card.
Fight.
Fight one.
Title card. Fight. I should be better than that. But not with this movie. I hate Lex Luthor so much. So
no,
bad.
He was
he's
a really no, good part of that movie.
The, he
was
part
the best
of
part
movie.
Of best part of that movie.
No.
Yes.
No. I like his actions, just not his talking. Grandma's iced tea. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then the end of that movie is so bad. The thing that they fight, so CG nonsense.
The one thing that
screenery.
The one also other good thing that came out of that movie was that we got Wonder Woman. And not that we got Wonder Woman. Yes, it could be great, who cares. We got the score for Wonder Woman. That Wonder Woman song is pretty good. I like it. I like it a lot.
Alright. Alright.
Yeah.
Alright, cool. Not the best argument. Like, part of me was hoping that I would see Batman Superman like how I saw Man of Steel. Because there's a lot of people going, oh, Man of Steel is a pile of trash. And I was like, I think you guys saw the wrong movie. And I was hoping that is what would happen with them. But the more I watch that movie, the more I watch this Batman Superman movie, the worse it becomes.
I still haven't ruled it out as a horrible movie. Because I watched it. Did I watch it with you at the movies?
Which one? Man of Steel? Batman,
Superman. Batman versus Superman.
I think so. Yeah, I think we watched it together.
And when we watched it, I actually liked it.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Then I watched it again, but I watched it at home and it was the extended cut. Mm-hmm. That I did not like. I am hoping that it's because of the extended rubbish that I didn't really like it. But I think, though, what it really did was it just exaggerated the flaws of the original. And so it was an easier way to see that I was wrong.
Right. You might not be able to unsee.
Yeah, I don't know. So we'll see. I'll probably watch the regular version at one
like
point.
Like, every time I've seen the Man of Steel move, like, even when I hear people have come over and they're like, I don't like Man of Steel. I'm like, no, you're wrong. And hit play. And like halfway through, they're like, all right, maybe. By the time the aliens are having the fight in Smallville, and Superman is trying to fly off and they grab the cape.
Did you just call that place Smallville?
That's the name of the place. Isn't that the name of the place? His home place?
Is that the name of his place,
that's
Andrew?
The name of his home.
Or is that the name of the television show?
No, the name Smallville, of the television show is Smallville,
really the place that...
Yeah, that's the name of the place.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, it is dumb.
Oh my god, that's dumb.
Yeah, like comic books are dumb.
Yes, they are.
The fighting in Man of Steel is on point.
Yeah, no, that movie's great. And fuck anybody else.
Smallville,
who says so.
Kansas.
Yeah, Smallville,
wow.
Kansas, yeah.
I think all other movies have just said Kansas.
But you know what? Yeah, that's how I know it. So, you know what? It makes sense, though. Because he goes from being a baby in Smallville to being an adult in a city that literally means city. Metropolis. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
It's what DC does. Leave them alone.
Stupid.
Leave them alone.
Let's not pretend that DC is
open. Yeah, I know, right?
Like, comic books.
Yeah.
Like, no, Andrew, but DC does it with all of their comics. Everyone, Andrew, they have made
Black
up
Panther
names.
Comes from Zamunda, okay?
That is perfect.
Okay.
Listen, let's not.
We've talked about that part already.
Wakanda.
We've talked about that ridiculousness with Marvel.
I just want one coming to America joke.
In the movie.
In the Black Panther movie.
Like, he goes somewhere and somebody says, you're going to sow your royal oats. Some shit like that, right?
I want to go to Queens.
I don't care what the reference is. I don't care where it is. I don't want it to be someone watching Coming to America. That's too easy. Right?
You think Arsenio Hall can just show up with a staff?
Right. I want someone with a high top fade and a staff to like walk across the street so I can stop watching the movie. Is that 10 out of 10? I'm going home. Don't need to see anymore. Then what happens at the end of the movie? I was too busy laughing. I can't tell you. I just want one. Or they can go esoteric and have, you know, like Beverly Hills Cop, where the guy was walking down the street in Eddie Murphy's leather jacket.
I don't even remember that.
I just want one.
He stops and he stares. He's like,
right. And laughs. Right. But that one is I want someone to do that again so that people have to make both connections.
You sons of bitches. I wish I had something to talk about, but honestly, I don't have anything to talk about tonight.
Goodness.
You guys have anything you want to talk
about? It's Christmas time. We can talk about the same three Christmas movie everyone talks about.
Space That Reaches So Much. But he hasn't seen it. I want to talk about that yet.
Space That Reaches. When you watch Star Wars, you'll understand.
Oh, so Star Wars.
Yes, Star Wars.
I mean, you guys can talk about... It's not like it's going to ruin anything
for
me.
It's just that I want us all to talk about it once.
Yes, I agree.
And especially since it seems most likely that you will go and watch it.
I'm going
like if you were here and you were still fire and brimstone being like, not going to that fucking place. Then I'd be like, all right, Douglas, let's talk about SARS.
As long as I go with other people, like, watching other people be enthusiastic about a place, I'd burn to the ground if I had the chance. Dulls some of my hatred. Because there's people who get legit excited to go to that place, and they'd never have gone if I don't bring them. And so that is always, I mean, at least for now, it's fine. I can bear all of Carib shenanigans.
Well, hey, at least you'll also be able to see what we can talk about. You'll also be able to see an aliens trailer that apparently does not exist anywhere in the world.
And people call bullshit on me.
Today is December 20th. And Douglas and Andrew have seen our trailer.
Yeah,
that does not
we saw it on Sunday, the 18th of December.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And oh my goodness, I have
so
to tell you,
leaked trailers come from.
So all of you Fox representatives listening to this podcast, because I know I know the insiders are listening.
Can we do that? Right? Shut down Palace Amusement for breach of contract, please. Pretty please.
So yeah, they played an Alien Covenant trailer.
Yeah, they did.
And there's really not much to talk about because it's a trailer.
Yeah.
Is it Ridley Scott?
Again? No.
Yes. Sorry. Yes. It's yes, Ridley it Scott. It is Ridley Scott. And you see Fast Bottom in it.
Yes, it's right? Prometheus.
Also, it's just Prometheus.
Yeah, it's Prometheus too. So
and Danny McBride is in it.
Yes, I forgot Danny McBride. Yeah,
and Billy Crudup. I think I saw.
Yes,
him.
Billy Crudup.
Is Walter Goggins in it?
No, nope. Or at least not in the trailer that we saw.
Is Sam Jackson in it?
Nope.
He was in the first one.
Yes, Sam Jackson is.
He was in the first one.
Yeah,
he was in the promos for the first one. Mm-hmm. No, he did show up at some point.
Idris Elba. Sure.
No, Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In the first Prometheus, he did the speeches.
No, that was Lockout Dude or Guy Pierce is the guy who did all the TED Talks.
Oh, he was. Oh shit!
What you're thinking of, sir, is RoboCop.
Oh, damn it!
By the way, he was great in RoboCop.
End this podcast.
So yes, an Alien trailer exists, people.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you hear this podcast, it might actually be on the internet for all I know, because I know this is going on.
I don't know who is the girl that's clearly the new Ripley. Who was that?
Noomi Rapace. She was in.
Was that Noomi Rapace? Yeah. It didn't look like her to me.
She at least
hair and makeup.
Yeah, she was in the first movie.
I know she was in the first movie, but it just I don't know. Maybe it's because half of the trailer I was confused.
Did they teach?
Because we didn't know. Because, it was going to that.
Did they teach people to run sideways in this one, or do they run straight and die again?
It's a horror movie. You run straight and die. But
is it a horror movie though? The last one wasn't.
I don't know. Yeah. We don't know.
So I was kind of happy to see that. It
Where
was.
Are you?
Actually, the interesting part about it is I think this would be the first time ever I've seen a trailer in the theaters that I've never seen or even knew I was going to be seeing. Because usually when I go there, I'm seeing all the trailers that I've seen 1,000 times already. So, like, they're playing the Planet of the Apes trailer, and, like, I've seen that on the internet.
Oh, so it's like a Christmas present. Right?
Yeah. I honestly didn't know.
Was it subtitled in Spanish?
No, it wasn't, sadly. I wanted to do it more often so that I just make a decision.
You should ask before you go in.
When I'm going to buy the ticket,
Spanish subs.
Yeah, are there subtitles in this? Yes. What language? Is it during English talking parts? All right, cool. I'll go home now.
They're just trying to educate you.
They should just put the Spanish audio and the English subtitles, and I'll learn better that way.
What if they did?
How long do you think it's? Because at first you'd think that this is how the movie is. And then I'd catch a movie that I know for certain.
You'd be like 10 minutes in before you're like, wait a second.
Those mounts don't match up.
I saw that part in the trailer. It was English in the trailer.
I've gone to movies there where they have scenes in Spanish, but they don't have subtitles, and I've questioned it. Mm-hmm. So like, I think Joy had it. Joy has a few scenes in Spanish and there are no subtitles.
Right.
I think I messaged a few of my friends overseas being like, I know you've seen this movie. are there subtitles in these scenes? And they're like, I don't remember. No, there aren't. And I'm like, all right, cool. I can't blame them. Mm-hmm. but yeah, it's. I saw an Alien trailer. I continue to be excited for Alien movies.
Congratulations.
Knowing what I know still. it looks like an Alien movie.
Yeah, it looks.
I mean, let's hope so.
There's a lot of blue and black colors. They're in space, and there's a xenomorph.
Yep, there is an alien. What was interesting, though, and it's funny, because Andrew's been getting trolled on Twitter, apparently. Mm-hmm. And I was looking through it, and one of the guys said, listen, it can't be right, simply because if it was ahead of Star Wars is like PG-13 max. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't play a naughty trailer ahead of it. And I remember when I was watching, I thought to myself, this is odd that they're playing this trailer now. Especially because there were children, and when I say children, you know, we generally talk mm-hmm. about children loosely. You know, anybody from 12 to 56 is a child.
Right.
Once you're Jamaican, you're a child. Mm-hmm.
We are children.
Yeah, we are all. We're all God's children. Maybe but,
not some of.
But this child was legit. Like, must be, I'd say between 5 and 7, somewhere in that range, and this. It started off immediately, right? So it didn't have the green or the red indicator that usually you have. Mm-hmm. But there were some things that happened in this trailer that mm-hmm. were borderline. And then there was definitely some language, like some naughty words uttered. And I remember thinking, yeah, somebody messed up on this thing here. But I really do wonder where they got it.
You expect me to believe? No, they got it because some point there was supposed to be a rollout of the trailer around Star Wars time. So they sent all of that out as a package.
I hear you.
And then
you.
Fox probably went, no, dog.
But the thing about it is, right? I've seen trailers at Carib.
Mm-hmm.
I know where they get them. They get them from IGN.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because I see the IGN logo at the bottom of every fucking trailer.
Which is why I usually would have seen it on YouTube before I get there.
Yeah.
So for them to get something that IGN don't have yet, mm-hmm. that nobody apparently, according to Andrew's had time today to do the research. You lazy bum. that nobody on the internet has.
This is evidence.
Cough, cough.
My hernia,
for them to get that somehow is special. I don't understand it.
Anyways, it's not important.
You're right. It's an Aliens movie.
I get to see a new Aliens movie next year. I look forward to that. Just like how I look forward to a new Thor movie next year. But that's when that happens. Right? You guys don't have anything you really want to talk about? More Jason Statham movies.
Damn right. And The Rock.
Jason Statham's what's important.
And Baywatch. It's also important. Yeah, can there be a Jason Statham cameo in Baywatch?
And this is where we end this episode.
Friends and relations, sends salutations. Sure as the stars shine above, for this is Christmas, Christmas, my dear, the time of year to be with the one you love.